إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, my dear brothers and sisters, I was talking to some of the people who were selling jewelry and high-end watches on board the celebrity Solstice, the cruise ship that I was on in Alaska. And it seems, coincidentally, it so happened that almost all of them were from the subcontinent, and there were several of them from Mumbai. And it was lovely talking to these brothers about their work and so on. One of them was Revert, and he told us how first his sister became Muslim, married somebody from Dubai, and then thanks to her influence, he became Muslim, and then his mother also became Muslim, so the whole family is Muslim, alhamdulillah. Now, I was talking to them because I was a witness to a transaction. I was standing around when they were selling some things, a watch and a piece of jewelry, and I overheard some of that conversation. The conversation was actually, the guy selling the jewelry was a Chinese guy, and he was talking about this Fabergé egg that he was selling and how valuable it is. And he said it is something which is so beautiful because the creator of that, the original Fabergé, he's passed away, so he's no longer there. And so these, whatever he created now has much greater value because it was done by him, and that's, it's like a limited edition kind of thing. So, you know, no more creations by him. And he said it's something which is so beautiful, and it's something which you can hand down to your children, and they can hand down to their children, and so on and so forth. So all of this sales talk. And indeed, it was a very, very beautiful piece of jewelry. So when I was asked to speak to these brothers, the thought that came to me, I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu for it, was what is the definition of what is valuable? What's the definition of value? How do you decide the value of something? So I asked them, I said, look, here is this diamond. We're talking about, you know, a solitaire on a ring. So we said, well, here is this diamond. And the price tag on it says $100,000. So what is the value of this diamond? So the man said, it's $100,000. So I said, if I buy this diamond, I pay you $100,000. I put on the ring, I take a walk about the ship, I come back in 45 minutes, I take the ring off and I say, can you please buy this back from me? I need to sell it. What will you pay me for it? Will you pay me $100,000, which I just paid you for the same thing an hour back or 45 minutes ago? He said, no, we will not pay you that. I said, what will you pay me? He said, we'll pay you something less than that. So I said, now you're telling me that the value of this diamond has dropped. It was earlier, when I bought it from you, it was $100,000. Now when I bring it back, it's no longer $100,000. Now obviously when you, meaning not the salesman, but the manufacturers of that ring, when they bought the diamond from De Beers or whoever, did they pay $100,000 for it? Obviously not, because the $100,000 is the price includes perhaps 40%, perhaps 60% profit margin. So the diamond really cost them I wouldn't even say $40,000, because it's the cost of the diamond, cost of the gold, cost of the setting, the cutting, all of that, and plus the profit comes to $100,000. So what is actually the value or the price of this diamond? And then I asked them this question. I said, look, say for example you have this solitaire ring which costs $100,000. And then you find yourself in a situation where you are completely stuck. You're marooned in some country, or where you are, because this is a cruise ship, so they, you know, they're traveling across the world. So I said, if you're marooned in this country, you have absolutely no access to anything, and you have no cash. Your cash is all gone, and everything else, and you are stuck in a situation where you are maybe you are stuck in a prison or you are stuck in such a situation where you have nothing to eat. And then somebody comes to you and says, well, here is a sandwich, but you have to pay for it. And you say, what must I pay for it? And remember, you haven't eaten for 3 days or 4 days, right? You're absolutely starving, you're weakening, your vision is beginning to swim, you are on the point of losing consciousness. Somebody comes and says, here's this food, here's the sandwich, and give me that ring for it. The price of the sandwich is your solitaire diamond ring worth $100,000. Will you give it? He said, of course, you know, I'm dying, so of course I'll give it. So I said, now, therefore, what are you paying for? You paid $100,000. Did you pay it? Is that the price of the sandwich? Or is that the price of your survival? Is that a price tag on your head, so to speak? Is that the cost of your life? What did you pay for just now? When you paid $100,000, a piece of jewelry worth $100,000, you paid that for a sandwich to keep yourself alive, otherwise you would have died. What did you actually pay for? Did you pay for the sandwich or did you pay for your life? So they said, we paid for our life. This is the price tag of our life. So I said, this is the price tag of your life, which one day, sandwich or no sandwich, is going to end. So what is the price tag of your life, which will never end? What are you willing to pay for that life, which will never end? Because this piece of jewelry that you bought is going to be left behind. You're not going to take it with you. If you bought it with halal, then you will give hisab for it. Allah will hold you accountable for it. If you bought it with haram, then you are in trouble anyway. But for that piece of jewelry, which you know you are not going to retain, you are willing to pay a notional cost, because that's what it is. It's a rock, it's a stone, it has no value whatsoever intrinsically. It can do nothing. It is of absolutely zero use. You can do nothing with it. You can't eat it. You can't, do anything. I mean, what can you do with a stone? If that wasn't a diamond, a diamond is a piece of carbon. I can give you a piece of charcoal, which technically is the same thing. So what is? But you choose to pay that price for it because somebody put this into your head that this is worth so much. So you buy into this lie. Which is what this world is based on, which is what the entire commercialism is based on. Yet, the reality of life, which is what the Kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, what is the price that you and I are willing to pay for that life which does not end? My brothers and sisters, that is the real value of our life. So what number will you put on it? And it's not just a matter of notional numbers in this case, but it's a matter of actually backing that number up by spending that money in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's a question of putting your money where your mouth is, and that's the issue of the price of the actual value that we place on our lives. So I remind myself and you, let us learn to look at life differently and say, what is the true value that I am putting? What does my life actually mean to me? And I'm talking about my eternal life, which will never end. This life, whatever value I choose to put on it, one day it will end. But the life of the hereafter, what is the value that I put on it for a life that will never end? I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to become good assessors of real value and not be fooled and beguiled in this world of deception into paying more for something than it's worth. And then, paying the price of it. SubhanAllah, I think really we have to think about this, and we ask Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala to open our eyes to the realities that we are surrounded with, so that we learn the right lessons from whatever we see. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ.